Hey, welcome to the podcast. The weekend is here and it's so good.
We're listening to music still.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
You're good?
Yep.
Welcome to Friday. The weekend is here, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
I like it.
Look, I thought I'd just fire that off to get some vibe happening.
A bit of excitement.
It's a win.
What are you doing on the weekend, Maddie?
Very excited. I'm going on a helicopter ride over Newcastle for the very first time. My best mate's coming up. It's facing a future.
Brooklyn's here. Is he coming up today?
He said tomorrow morning, but, you know, I'll try and get him up today.
That's better. Otherwise it's like 11, 12 o'clock. Mm. Half the weekend's gone. The good part of Saturday.
Exactly.
It really is. But I'm so excited for it. Like, it'll be beautiful. I just need to get over the fear.
It's open door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
'Cause you approach the helicopter.
Mm.
You sit there and they say, look, you need to just sign this form. You know,
it's a waiver.
It's a
for
waiver.
Your life.
It's nothing to worry about, though. Well, why'd you bring out the form then?
Exactly.
There's
right.
There's really nothing to worry
Primo,
about.
Can you stop scaring me? No, it'll be good. It's something I've always wanted to do, but like I've never had the courage to do so. I'm very excited / scared.
Why now?
So it'll be good. I just think, you know what, face the fear, get it over with. And I mean, why say no to such a great opportunity? And I like showing my friends how beautiful it is here in Newcastle. And I think what better way to do it than in a helicopter?
That's cool. That's cool.
100%. Well, we got to do it, a year ago?
Yeah, when the Newcastle 500
was so pretty.
Very, very lucky. What are you doing, Jade?
I'm working Saturday.
Yep.
And Sunday, I'm not 100% sure yet.
Little Morpeth trip?
I don't know, maybe. I'm probably going to sleep in, and that's all I've got planned so far.
Well, that's
okay,
too.
Not planning anything.
The weather Sunday doesn't look like the most amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's just average,
just
a little bit overcast.
Cloudy.
23 degrees, you know, one of those days.
Good sleeping day for me.
Well, true.
So I'm happy.
Bit of cool weather, the last of it.
What about you, Crevo? Renos, more Renos, 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 Renos.
Yeah, so my parents are coming tonight.
Oh, good.
Which is good. We'll have a nice dinner. And then tomorrow, my dad is going to help me install the bench top in the laundry.
Do you know what's so great about this?
Where?
It's almost like a little sneak peek to your family. Like, you get to show them first.
The
small reveal.
That's
get their
true.
Reaction on how you've gone so far.
Bouncing back, though, this bench, was it stone? Why
no,
did
it's
you
timber.
Built that up, timber.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know, it's just in the laundry. But I can't do it myself. I don't have the skill or the tools.
Right.
So you need, like, a really good quality miter saw to cut it the right way.
Very good.
So it's going to be a bit...
What do you mean? A bit
difficult, or
I don't have the skill to install a bench top.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So something you haven't picked up along the way here, Crevo.
Even though my dad's a builder, I didn't really get a lot of pick up a lot of skills.
It's interesting to see. You know, you get.
I'm trying to learn though.
You get in your 30s and you think, fairly independent, whatever. It's funny the things we rely on our parents
still
for.
Do. Yeah.
Still to this day. So like your dad, obviously master builder.
Yeah.
Rope him in. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, may as well. You know, he still charge me.
What?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I pay him a day rate, like cash rate.
Oh, good. Do you know what? That's good.
Well, he's doing the work.
Does he expect it?
No, I don't think if I didn't offer, he wouldn't ask. No way, but he's probably happy with it.
I like
it. Give him some pocket money. What's your dad like to spend his dosh on?
Not much, really.
So if
he takes guitar lessons.
That's
Does
cool.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I love that.
And then that's really his main, he spends money on the, you know, maybe getting new strings for the guitar and the lessons.
That's sweet.
And stuff.
How old's your dad?
76.
Don't you love that? You're never too old to learn a new skill.
Well, that's true. Yeah, to keep learning.
Oh, that's so good.
So that's my weekend.
There we go. Varying different activities.
Very
there.
Different. Very different.
Installing benches, helicopter rides, and sleeping in.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, enjoy the podcast. Crevo, I was so happy for you today because you achieved something none of us here on the team have yet to achieve, and that is getting your own celebrity merch.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. It's a bit of a stitch up, but I'm secretly thrilled and love it.
Am I surprised though? Not really, because at the end of the day, you are the businessman out of the bunch.
I do love a freebie too.
Yeah.
Oh well, you got one. You'll find out more after this. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great one. Bye.
See ya.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
Be the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Oh yeah, good morning guys, we're here Friday.
Good
How are we
morning.
Feeling?
Excellent, I feel great today.
Me too, Feel Good Friday today, of course. Songs that make you feel good all day. How was your days yesterday? Jade, what did you get up to? You went out with our old boss?
I did. So, Steve, we went out to the Hunter Valley. We planned a day trip and, we just went exploring. Went to the Hunter Valley gardens, like all the shops around there, and had a look around. I did take him to an antique shop.
Excellent.
I sent you guys a picture of him posing next to a picture because you gave it to me yesterday and said, you're going to take him to an antique store.
And
yes,
well,
I did.
You succeeded in your dream.
100%. And then we went to Peterson House for lunch.
How was it?
Amazing. I had the duck salad.
What? Duck salad?
Duck salad. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Saw some oysters as well.
Yeah, Steve.
Fancy.
Steve had the oysters. I'm not a big oyster fan. And, it was just nice. It was a great day out.
Well, it's a beautiful building and stuff there. And of course, did you have any of their sparkling wine, Jade?
I had their Moscato.
Well, they're famous for the sparkling.
They are.
Stuff.
It's funny because they teamed up the wines on the menu with the food.
It. Matched it.
And then and Steve was just like, oh, yeah, I'll just have the wine that goes with my meal. And he's like, do you just want to do that too, Jade? And I was like, no. I'm like, just the sweet stuff for me, thanks.
Moscato or
nothing. It is. But they were really nice. Oh, service was good.
When is the last time you purchased a duck salad, Jade?
I have eaten duck before. I just can't remember when.
Fancy.
I love duck.
Duck's amazing.
Yeah, so good, so good. We went to the beaches for lunch yesterday. Yeah. What a nice time we had.
It was such a beautiful
day. The boys out on the town.
Lads.
It was really good, actually. So, brand new beer on tap there. I've mentioned it before, but how good was it? Big Poppers out of Port Macquarie.
Big Poppers.
Really nice. Quite strong, it felt like.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, I only had one, so I could still drive. It was very good, though. I like a very hoppy.
Hoppy beers.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The fragrance is what it's all about.
Well, of course, fancy lunches all round yesterday. Of course, Mark, Millionaire Mark, we like to call you. I've got a surprise for you next.
Oh, God.
Get ready for it.
Another stitch up. Here we go.
All I can say, I love our listeners. We'll tell you more
in a minute.
They
are amazing.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
Millionaire Mark. Crevo,
can't believe this.
We like to give you a hard time sometimes about, how much money you have.
I ate one bit of camembert once and then gave you guys a glass of wine each when you came over.
You acted like
I was living in Buckingham Palace.
You like the fancy things in life. That's okay. That's okay.
It's all right.
I mean, even just in the last 24 hours, we've had a few jabs at you.
Yeah, of course.
I've gathered them.
Oh, here we go.
This is Millionaire Mark at his best right now, because how many people here are buying an antique bath? Not many, odds.
No.
I would just like to clarify to everyone, I'm so not a millionaire. I wish I was.
That's what they all say. It's true. That's what they all say.
Look, I drive like a beat-up old van. I've worn the same clothes I've worn for the last 3 years.
You're just throwing yourself the scent.
That's classic millionaires trying to fly under the radar stuff. Really is.
Please.
I love our listeners here on this show. We received a package this morning.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I'm going to pass them over to you. I want you to open them right now.
Oh, these are for me, are they?
For you. For you, Mark. Let's tear them open and tell us what they are, please.
It's cloth. Oh, it's a T-shirt. Organic cotton. Oh, quality. I do like quality. Let's see. Billionaire Mark.
What's the other one say?
Oh, let's find out.
You've got two.
That is amazing.
I do like a free T-shirt. I'm not going to lie. Millionaire Mark. There I've got one of each.
Oh, wow.
Are these for me?
So our listener, one of them, Nathan, has had them made for you.
What a stitch up.
What I really love about this, he's thought about the future. Because one day he will be billionaire, Mark. Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Oh, hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
G'day.
Really good. And you know what? I do love the shirts. I'm not going to lie.
Well, after your little sales mishap the other day, I thought, well, you're no longer a millionaire. You're going to be a billionaire.
You know what? I'm going to wear these shirts with pride because they're a lovely gift from you. And I love a free shirt because that means I can save more money and don't have to buy my own.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you know what I love about this? You, Creevo, are the first person on this team to get your own official merch.
Yeah, that's true. Nathan, that's so kind of you, man.
That's lovely. I absolutely love them. And in black, they look great. Thanks, man. That's a really nice gift.
No worries, guys.
Thanks, Nathan.
I mean, total stitch up.
Thanks, buddy.
But I do love a free shirt.
Just don't wear them to any of your garage sales or your auctions because everyone will jack the prices up on you.
That's a really good point, and I'm going to take that on board. I'll just wear them around here.
But, guys, we're about to play Lads versus Lasses. This is our classic Battle of the Sexes game where basically the guys and gals go head-to-head. So if you're a male, we're going to ask you female-based questions, and if you're a female, we're going to ask you male-based questions. So if you want to play, 13 10 09. Give us a call now. The guys are ahead on 12.
Yes.
The lasses are on 11. Come on, girls.
Of course, up for grabs, a $50 Westfield gift card for the winner today. Westfield Katara, your first choice for fashion, beauty, and food in the Hunter. Playing next.
Jade, Maddie, and Creevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
And if you don't know how this works, basically it's Battle of the Sexes games where we have the lads take on the lasses in gender-based questions, which are directed at the opposite sex.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
Exactly right.
And they're competing for a $50 Westfield gift card. It is on this morning.
That's right. Let's go to our lad first, Joe. Good morning.
Morning, mate.
Hey, mate. What's on for the weekend?
Oh, nothing much, mate. Just doing a doco on Better Homes and Houses.
Sorry, tell us about that. What's all that about?
Well, just live in Hamilton South, and just the goings on there, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice one, man. So do you film this yourself, or you've got some mates to help you?
Yeah, I've just been filming stuff.
Oh, good stuff.
Awesome.
Oh, good luck with it. Let us know when it's done, man. Thanks
for that. Yeah, we'd love to hear about that.
All right, are you ready, Joe? Question number one for you this morning. Justin Bieber married which famous model?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Haley Baldwin. Question number two. Brad Pitt was reunited with which of his famous exes at a recent charity event?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct.
Yes,
very good.
Correct. Woo! One of three.
That one.
You had a few options there, so good job on that one. True or false, a Thai MP has been caught looking at porn on his phone in Parliament, and he even took his face mask off for a better look. True or false?
I reckon that one is probably bloody true.
You would be
100% correct.
Two out of three, Joe. Hold the line, mate.
Pretty good. All right, let's go to Jeanette. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. All right, let's crack right into this. Question number one. Name a car brand that starts with A.
Alfa Romeo.
Very good.
Good job.
All right, one correct. Question number
two. It's so funny, Jeanette, because Jade has an Alfa Romeo.
That is funny.
Fancy.
Do you have an Alfa Romeo, Jeanette?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right, question number two. When David Beckham played soccer, what was his position?
David Beckham's position in soccer. I don't know that one.
It's all right.
It's a midfielder. I had no idea either. You and I together.
Yeah.
All right. What lifts a car when changing a tyre?
Oh,
Beg your pardon?
What lifts a car when changing
the
tire?
Oh, a jack.
Oh, yeah. Of course. We've got a awesome. Draw on
We've
our
got
hands.
A draw.
Love a draw.
Let's flip a coin.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Heads or tails, Jeanette?
Can I get tails?
Yep.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Is it going to work?
Heads.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry. No. I'm sorry.
The guys have won
it. Let's win again.
Lads.
Joe, you won, brother. You won.
Oh, bro, that's fucking
$50 gift card for Westfield Katara coming your way, mate. Congratulations. Lads versus Lasses back on Monday, guys.
Oh, the guys are creeping up. And they're creeping away.
Oh, pushing right ahead. We like are.
13-11.
It does. We've got a good lead head start now. Yeah. Good lead.
Going into the weekend, that's the most important. You and I can relax, Maddie, knowing that.
Hey, if you want to play Lads versus Lasses next week, you can register now by calling 131009 or hitting us up on Instagram or Facebook.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. So, guys, down in Melbourne, they've got this parking app, a bit like we do here in Newcastle, and a lot of people were getting fined when they were confusing the number zero with the letter zero on the number plate. So you, like, pop in your number plate, you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and they were, like, getting them mixed up, and the parking inspectors were, like, jumping on this as an easy win to get it, like, get fines and, like, obviously get the revenue up.
An That's easy thing cheeky. To do. An yeah. easy thing, mistake to make.
Yeah, it is. And because especially down there, apparently, the zero and O look really similar on the license plate.
Oh, really?
Because they're, like, obviously capital
yeah,
zero
of course.
Or capital O.
Mm.
And the ombudsman down there has actually said that they need to refund over 1,000 drivers.
Wow.
They're fine.
Well, there's a win.
There's a win for the everyday Joe.
Well, exactly right. And that basically this, you know, the idea behind this is that they didn't really deserve the fine. They paid the money for the parking.
Yeah.
They were trying to do the right thing and just, you know, looking at your license plate in the distance, made a little mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought we could do next, 131009... I didn't deserve that fine. Now, maybe it's you. Maybe it's like a friend or family member or something who got a fine that just felt really unfair.
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
So you can basically just call and complain, right?
Vent.
Now.
Exactly right.
Vent off the fine.
Yeah. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
I didn't deserve that fine.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because down in Melbourne, the parking inspectors were fining people when they got their registration wrong in the app. Getting a zero instead of an O or the other way around. The ombudsman said, absolutely not. You know, this is not, this is totally unfair. 1,000 people all getting your money back.
Yeah, good.
Which is good. Because it feels totally unfair.
Win for the little guy. I love it.
I know, it's rare.
You know what? Surely the parking police weren't that petty.
Well, they were
that low.
Well, it's hard to know if it's a zero or an O sometimes.
Well, especially like when, because you might just see your registration in the distance while you plug it into the app before you
yeah.
go to do whatever you do.
But then, in saying that, I'm not a parking inspector, and I don't know how long it would take to, you know, scroll through and then go search for the car along the street, find it, double check the.
Well, apparently the inspectors were targeting this.
Oh, of course. Well, you know what that deserves. Shame.
Yeah, and we can do that. They're down Melbourne. They'll never
Yeah,
know.
We can. All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Stacey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. So what fine didn't you deserve?
Well, I was heading to the snow a few years ago and was travelling behind a cop, 100K zone, and they slammed their brakes on and then pulled to the side after nearly causing a pile-up with all the cars behind me.
Uh-huh.
And then I proceeded to keep going after they pulled to the side, and then they came after me and said I was too close.
Wow.
And I was like, sorry?
I was like, just wow. How much was the fine?
Yeah, and then, well, there wasn't a fine for that. And then they, like, went over my car and the number plate, the rear one was fading. So that's what they got me for.
Oh,
that's outrageous. That's the fault of the state for printing bad quality number plates.
Let's be honest, though, just real quick. Were you tailgating?
No.
Definitely not?
It was a 100K zone and he slammed on his brakes, so I would have hit him for sure.
Yeah, okay. Jeez,
Stacey, I'm going to say it. You didn't deserve it.
No, you didn't deserve it. Ring the shame bell, Jay.
Shame the policeman.
Oh, that particular one, anyway. All right. Who
Thank
we got
you
next?
For your call. Let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, what fine did you not deserve?
I got a fine for not stopping at a stop sign.
Right. Mm. Now, generally speaking, Daniel, when you don't stop at a stop sign, you get a fine. So why is it that you don't deserve this one in particular?
Well, I honestly thought I had, but in saying that, little fella was in the back, upset. I was taking the train and probably less concentration of not stopped. Anyway, I proceeded to go over the crest of the hill. The police have pulled me up. The police and passenger vehicles got out and sort of breast-tested me, told me, you know, I'd break the law, so forth. Got back in the car, and as I was sitting there, as a young fella, the police had failed to put their brakes on and actually drove and smashed into the back of me.
Oh, get out.
So,
I obviously got out the car and spoke to the police to me. I was a little embarrassed, but in saying that, I mentioned to him my lapse of concentration had cost me a $350 fine and 3 demerit points. And for himself, you know, he sort of endangered the public trying to protect him, I thought.
Also, he had a lapse in concentration too.
Well, he did.
Oh, for sure, yeah. So, I agree.
Daniel, did he tear up the fine or did they pay for your car, the damage?
I had a bit of a laugh at him in the sense that they've processed something stuck during the mail in the meantime. But, a little embarrassing for the police, I suppose. You thought he would have let me go.
Yeah.
You know what, though? People judge coppers so harshly on the road, but there's still people that
they're
make
human.
Mistakes.
Yeah, well, just like Daniel.
Daniel went through a stop sign. Thanks for your call, Daniel.
You forgot to put the brakes on. Jules, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. So did you not deserve the fine?
Well, I half deserved it.
All right. We'll be the judge of that. Let's hear the story.
Well, I was heavily pregnant and I was a bit of a mess. I was 9 months pregnant because my partner had left with another woman.
I
was having a bad time. And then the car seat place were ringing me because I had to pick up a car seat to have the baby. And I was on my way there. I rang my brother. He'd been borrowing my car and because I could walk to work. And I went to get the car seat and I was pulled over for a random breath test. Heaps of other people were. I hadn't been drinking or anything. My car was out of rego and I hadn't realised. It was only out by around 10 hours. And he's saying, it's out by this date, which means it's out of rego. $1,000 worth of fine. I said, no, it's not out of rego. It must go out of rego at midnight then. And he's going, no, it went out of rego at midnight last night. So anyway, I was really upset. I started crying. I said, look, you know, can I borrow your phone then? Because I had to leave my car there. And he said, no, I'm not going to lend you my phone. You need to walk to the phone box. It was 40 degrees. I was heavily pregnant. I had really bad pregnancy. I had big, fat, like, ankles and feet. Oh. And I had to walk over a kilometre to the phone box.
And he wouldn't lend you a phone even?
Yeah, I thought, I'm going to fight this fine. I didn't deserve that treatment. He was really nasty to me. And nothing against police. This was just this one day. And I thought, no, I'm going to fight it. And, you know, I got away with it. They let me off the
job. Oh, good.
Well done.
Obviously, the judge thought you didn't deserve the fine either, so I'm glad it ended up that way.
Tell us about the baby, Jules. Was it all good?
Yes, he was fine. He had a couple of days in the NICU with the great team at John Hunter, and then he was fine, so it was great.
That's the main thing.
How old is he now?
He's 12 now. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
You never forget these things, especially when you get wronged.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Jules. Appreciate that.
Great story.
Yeah. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yesterday was a big day for us and all the radio stations around Australia because a new song came out this week, Pink and Keith Urban, right? Mm. And it got us talking about some of, you know, the best and worst artist collaborations. And there was probably more bad than good.
Well, Keith and Pink is spectacular.
Of course.
But we're going to delve into...
That's a ratings success.
It's a ratings winner. But we're going to delve into some of the worst collaborations after this.
According to you?
Yeah, these are my picks.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
We started playing a new song yesterday, Pink and Keith Urban. They've teamed up on a new song. We like it. It's pretty good. But, you know, there's been some terrible collaborations over the years, and I wanted to share my picks with you guys because I just think these ones are the worst. So kicking it off, Ozzy Osbourne and Miss Piggy with Born to be Wild.
Come in. Miss Piggy, welcome.
Ozzy Osbourne? Boy, did I open the wrong door. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, Miss Piggy, you're not bothering me at all. Stick around, me and
this is kidding. Truly terrible.
It gets worse. The place
down. Come on. Surely not.
You're going to sing to me?
Yeah, me and you.
This is the worst quality audio of all time.
As well.
Yeah. It's pretty old. But this collaboration, right, with the Muppets is a bit over the top.
That's so weird.
Can I just point out that Ozzy is the Prince of Darkness, right? Back in the day. It just doesn't seem right that he's collaborating with a lovable Miss Piggy from Sesame Street.
We all know what he did with the bat. As an animal like Miss Piggy, I'd be a little bit, you know, scared to collaborate.
You want a minder there at all times. Correct.
I'll read out just real quick a couple of comments. So Jeremy Bowen wrote this only a week ago on YouTube. He goes, two things that should not go together. Ozzy and the Muppets, that's like having Alice Cooper with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wow. That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
And then some other guy wrote, who the hell mixed and mastered this? And they wrote, ?, Sharon?
It sounds like it. It's been made on a tin can.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad. Next, we have Alicia Keys and Jack White.
Now, two very, very credible musicians, Jade.
Yeah, they
great
are.
Great song.
In their own right.
Hold on. So Alicia Keys and Jack White with Another Way to Die. Okay, so this came out in 2008 for the James Bond film, I think it was Quantum of Solace. Yeah. Fortunately, no one remembers it.
Very bad.
Very bad.
It's terrible. This track was blasted by many critics for being a jumbled mess, and it really was.
Right. They were all right.
Like, that was... And, you know, it's amazing. When you get asked to do a James Bond theme, like, for a soundtrack...
Yeah.
That goes down in history. That no one remembers that they even happened, and for good reason.
Do you really hate it that much?
I do. And in more recent times, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey, they teamed up on Don't Call Me Angel for the latest Charlie's Angels movie. I appreciate
the way you want me. I can't. What happened to the audio?
Yeah, it's a great question as well.
It's recorded on her phone.
I was going to say...
Wait for it.
It's a great song.
No, listen to the chorus. Terrible. It's just repetitive. It's horrible. Anyway, Scarlett Rose wrote, Lana looks like when you're forced to hang out with your weird cousins. In the film clip, she's just sort of there, like this weird ghost that's been...
Like not matching with the rest of them.
Yes. And then Marcel wrote, my ears are starting to bleed after hearing this. This was another comment on the YouTube video, and it got 47,000 likes.
Seems a little bit rich.
There you go. Well, thanks, Jade.
Jade's top picks are the worst collaborations of all time.
I disagree with all of them except the Ozzy Osbourne and Miss Piggy.
Piggy, that was definitely trash.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy. Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, I love Fridays. It's always great to get to the end of the week, isn't it?
Totally.
So good. I mean, couple of days off, always great.
It's going faster and faster.
It is. Christmas. It's 98 days until Christmas today.
Oh my
there
God.
You go. The sorry, Hamish. On. The countdown is on.
Holidays. But guys, on 13/10/09, should it be mandatory for people receiving job seeker payments to go help on the farms in order to keep the money? We bring this up because the fruit farmers are doing it tough at the moment because they don't have anyone to work on their farms because they rely so much on overseas travellers and, you know, obviously backpackers to go out and, you know, fruit pick. And now they've basically got no one because people who are getting job seeker are just sitting around at home because they're getting the money and don't have to do any work.
Mm. So, like, it's not just fruit as well. There's a story out the other day, a lettuce farmer had $100,000 worth of beautiful lettuce ready to go to market.
Mm-hmm.
No one to pick it. Just rots there. So total waste. All that
terrible
seeds, fertilizer, like, you know, weeding, everything. Just
so it
wasted.
Becomes more than $100,000.
That's
once
right.
You yeah. Get rid of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the different farmers who are going through the same thing.
And they're happy to pay people to pick it. There's just no one
to pick it
to do it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? Do you think that it should be mandatory?
I don't think you can make it mandatory. I don't think that's the right move. But, hey, you know what? Maybe it would help them. I don't know.
Do you know what? I think it should, you know, not an ongoing situation. I think maybe, like, for short periods of time.
Like 3 months?
It should, yeah.
Well, when's JobSeeker run out? Does anyone know, Hamish?
Yeah, so it's I think a lot of payments ending this week, yeah.
They're making it, putting a lot of conditions on it. They're making people, like you were talking about, work for the Dole, but also, too, that they have to actively look for work for 8 months. Yeah.
What we're asking is, should this be one of the conditions? 3 months on the farms.
We were chatting in the studio here this morning. I'd happily go and pick fruit, like, for a period of time. Like, I think it would be good. Like, you know,
maybe you learn some skills. Relax.
Maybe.
I think it'd be okay. Yeah. Relaxing. Free fruit as well. You know I love free food.
free food and
there.
A tan.
Where have you gone, Maddie?
There is a problem with this. When you pick fruit, it's basically the more you pick, the more you get.
Yeah.
So the more money you get. So if you're just going to get what they're going to get on JobSeeker anyway, what's the incentive to actually go out and work hard?
Well, they get a bonus.
True.
Maybe a bonus.
Taking your calls. After this,
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Give us a call on 13/10/09 if you've got your thoughts on this, because we're asking, should it be mandatory for people receiving job seeker payments to go help out on the farms in order to keep the money, to keep their entitlements? Because basically a lot of farmers are doing it tough because they don't have anyone working on their farms at the moment. They can't get the backpackers from overseas like they normally do, and apparently they've come out saying when job seeker payments were raised, many of the growers have said that workers collected their final paychecks and left because they'd rather go home and receive the job seeker payment than work on the farm. So they're basically left high and dry, and food's getting destroyed because there's no one to pick it.
Obviously, as well, foreign workers can't come into the country like they usually would in the past as well. I think that it's a great idea because even just today, the unemployment rate has fallen to 6.8%, which is quite big. So, I mean, we need to fill these jobs. And I just think this is such an integral part of how we live. We need food to live. And I think, you know what? I would happily go if I was unemployed right now. Go and work on a farm.
I think
it'd be quite good.
I know that you do, but to make it mandatory, I don't think that's right because, like, you're going to rip people away from their families. Say if you live in Newcastle and you've got to go out to a farm at Griffith or something, that's like 6 hours away to go and pick fruit. Like, what? You're away from your support network and stuff. How are you going to get a long-term job if you're stuck out there?
What if they only sent the singles? Can they do that?
I don't know, but... I don't think it can be mandatory because you're away from everything you know. I don't know. I don't reckon it's right. Anyway, let's. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah. Morning, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, yeah, not bad. So, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it should be mandatory for people to go help pick on the farms for job seeker payments?
Yeah, definitely. If we want to get out of recession, like, people need to get off their ass and do something.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, how old are you, Luke? Let's go through this.
I'm 26.
Now, what do you do for work?
I run my own little painting business.
Yeah, nice one, man. So, obviously, you employ people. A lot of people need jobs right now, and I think I come from a family. My brother and sister have both struggled getting work in their adult lives. They've just, you know, it's just turned out that way. And sometimes I think they don't have the skills to go out and find a job. And I think jobs like this will give them real life skills in so many areas, like independence, living away from home, responsibility. I think something like this could work really well for us and help the economy.
I'm definitely 100% with you on that. Yeah. I reckon it should be mandatory. Like, farmers are struggling, like you said, but that farmer lost out on $100,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Like, people are just sitting around doing nothing, getting paid all this money. Like, I myself do 40 hours a week, but I'd happily still go help some farmers out on the weekend if I knew they're losing out on $100,000.
Oh, bless you, Luke.
You're a good man, obviously, a hard worker.
Well, everyone always says, oh, help the farmers. I mean, you know what? Here's a real way to help the farmers.
And get paid.
Give them a hand and get paid.
That is a good point, actually. Well, there's still a drought going on out there.
In a lot of places, yeah.
Do you know what as well? A lot of people don't realise, though, picking fruit can earn you a lot of cash.
It can be good money. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of the time it is very hard work, but if you're willing to relocate for a job...
You've switched sides, have you, Creamer?
No, I think if you want to move for the job, go for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can force people to go out there. I don't think that's the right move. Maybe they need to advertise the jobs better.
Well, it needs to be... you're right. I think they need to be sexed up. Like, it needs to become a more attractive career. No, it is. Like, oh, we associate fruit picking with old backpackers after they want to stay in the country. Let's sex it up. Make it seem more interesting.
Get a tan. Get fit. You'll be beach ready. A long drive to the beach, but you'll be beach ready.
Oh, you will.
You know?
I like it.
See, you're a fresh, healthy lifestyle, clean air, fruit, all the fruit you can eat.
Using your imagination.
Strawberries. See? All the fruit you can eat.
You are the guy to change this industry and turn this crisis around.
You can do it, Millionaire Mark.
Sex it up.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What can we expect?
Katy Perry is taking action against a stalker. Also, too, a new TV venture for Carol Baskin.
Already. Can I just say, Jackson, on your Instagram story last night, the recreation of the Carol Baskin Dancing with the Stars dance, 10 out of 10, friend.
I had a few lemonades and then I tried to learn the dance.
I love it.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Producer Jackson's here, and you know I love Carol Baskin chat.
Yes, okay, so...
Cool, Cassie Kittens.
She is on Dancing with the Stars right now, but we hear that's not the last we're going to see of her on TV, so it's been confirmed that her and her husband are going to get an ITV America Think Factory Media TV show. So basically what this means is they're going to be doing their own reality thing. It's the chance for them to use in their words, this is a new platform to battle the everyday evils facing big cats and so many other animals, bringing important stories and information to cool cats and kittens across the country.
Wow.
So essentially, they've not only stolen Joe Exotic's ranch, they've also stolen his dream of having a reality show.
I was actually just thinking about that. I could only imagine Joe Exotic in prison, just filthy, screaming at the TV.
Another thing they've stolen from me.
Yeah, so in the byline here, it says that it's a cheetah-style reality TV show bringing animal abusers to justice. So I can just imagine what this is going to be like. It's going to be... incredible viewing. And do you know what? Regardless of what you think of Carol Baskin, animal cruelty is horrible, so I'm fully on board with this. I think it'll actually be quite good. She's entertainment value, I tell you this. I hope she sticks around on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, yes.
We were just saying before, the most popular Dancing with the Stars contestant of all time, I feel, because here we are in Newcastle talking about Dancing with the Stars US that doesn't even air here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time I think I spoke about anyone on that show was Bindio, and that's because she was an Aussie.
Yeah, how many years ago was that?
Well, oh, like
long
two?
Time ago.
That was when she did the big fart, wasn't it?
Yeah, fart on stage. Poor Bindi.
Poor Bindi. Moving on to Katy Perry. She's been granted a restraining order against a stalker, guys.
How terrible. Yeah, so, especially with a newborn.
Yeah, well, scary story. Yeah. So this guy has put, like, horrific things online about, like, Miranda Kerr even, Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry, saying that he hopes she gets coronavirus. He's going to... But he showed up at her place. He jumped her fence and wouldn't actually leave until the LAPD came. So she had to be a part of a citizen's arrest days after birth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
Especially when it goes from stalking to, that's a man on my property.
Yeah.
You know, like, then you're trespassing and breaking in and everything.
And these stars live in these really, really, really hard to get to places, like on cliffs and gated community, so if you get past that sort of security, you're dedicated.
You're proper weird.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Hey, news time up next here at 105.3 New FM, and then we are giving away some flowers with Say Thanks with Flowers. We're going to hear an incredible story after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Big shout out to Carl and Benny from the Happy Mobile Cafe. They were here about half an hour ago delivering our coffees.
Oh,
I'm still chugging through it. Sipping slowly, savouring every last drop. If you want them to come by your work, happymobilecafe.com.au.
Exactly right.
Contact the boys.
That's Maddie drinking.
You really are, Jade, sucking every last drop out of it.
I am.
Get it all out.
Big sucker.
Up next, Say Thanks with
what?
Big sucker.
Big sucker.
Yeah.
Sucking it down.
Say Thanks with Flowers up next. It's our beautiful segment where we give flowers to somebody deserving, somebody who we think is a great person and a good person in the community.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37.
Theposypost.com.au.
The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Griso. Say Thanks with Flowers.
It's a beautiful part of the week because we get to just help someone to give a gesture of thanks with flowers. The Posy Post hook us up with beautiful flowers to do this each week. And this morning, we're speaking with John. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Good.
That's the way. Now, tell us, who do you want us to send flowers to and why?
I've got a good friend, Louise. Now, Louise lost her dad to brain cancer last year. She's a single mum.
Yeah.
To three teenage boys. She's suffering depression and she's out of work at the moment, but she's always helping others and she's a caring, giving woman doing it tough.
Oh, geez. Well, she sounds like a special person, an important person in your life.
Mm. Yeah, she's a great friend.
Now, John, brain cancer can move very quickly. It's a terrible disease. Did this all happen very quickly for Louise?
Yes, it was sort of within a few weeks sort of thing we lost him, yeah.
Mm, how devastating. It sounds like she's been dealt, blow after blow, so...
Yeah, she's a very sort of generous person too.
And she helped you along the way as well?
Yeah, she helps everyone sort of thing. She's always helping everyone.
And three teenage boys, it must be so hard for her. How's the family coping? She was obviously very close to her father.
Yes, she was taking him to medical, running him around everywhere for and helping out. She's looking after her mum now, so I think.
Mm, well, you know what? It sounds like it's a good thing that she's got you in her life, and I think she's really going to appreciate these flowers.
Yes, thank you.
No, thank you so much for joining us, John. And a big shout-out to Louise, and thanks for sharing your story.
Mm.
All thanks to the Posy Post, guys. They are beautiful flowers. If you'd like to receive or send some flowers, newfm.com.au to nominate. Up next, though, moving things along, guys, I've got a challenge for the pair of you. It's going to be Crevo versus Jade.
Oh, this is interesting.
Battle of the Facebook Marketplace Sellers. Who is the more talented at said marketplace selling?
This is interesting.
Who do you think is? Come on, come on. Back up. Get behind your teams. Come on.
Well, Jade, you see, you're quite good at, like, getting people to do the deal. You haven't had many things on there, but you've sold them all straight away.
Ew.
In fact, just the other day, funny you bring this up, the other day, I was like, oh, or Maddie said, you're not selling much on Facebook Marketplace. You were like, yeah, I've sold everything. That's why you're excellent at what you do.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
You love a good compliment, don't you? Whatever it may be.
Very kind. It's nice.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'll be making you sell for me next.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Right now, we're about to witness history as Facebook Marketplace's two most high-profile sellers go head-to-head.
How are you different than a snake oil salesman?
Yep, that's right. Crevo and Jade, you both like to sell various items on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you all know I love shoes, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I have 20 pairs of Nike Air Force Ones at home. And Jade and I were chatting for a while there. I was going to do some sort of deal with her where she sells them because I really can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give her a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, yesterday, we were doing our podcast. And this was set in the podcast, and it gave me a great idea. I've got 20 pairs of old Nike Air Force One shoes, medium condition.
I would say a 7, if I was selling it.
Brand new segment on the show.
Mm.
I'm going to split them in half, and I give you both half each and see who sells the most in a week.
Yeah, I like a challenge.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's happening. Now, I just want to run a few things past you guys.
Okay.
I want to talk about cuts. So, Crevo, as I said in the audio there, medium condition, size 9, so they're a popular size.
Okay.
What do you think you can get for them?
I sort of thought, like, full price between $50 and $60.
Really?
Well, how much are they brand new?
$150.
Yeah, okay.
I think $50 to $60 is not too crazy, but it might take a week. You might struggle to sell more than a couple. I don't know. If you wanted
you're flooding the market.
Well, that's true as well. I mean, if you wanted to sell a lot, you'd have to go cheaper.
Okay, well, I'm after your advice. You two are the experts here. You've got to give me something.
Yeah, I think 50 to 60.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, about that. Probably 40.
$40 you're going to put on. So, Team Jade, $40.
Yeah.
Crevo, you're going to go the higher end of the market, 60.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it depends. Like, I'll probably
have to
whatever I can get, but it depends on the shoe, the quality, if they're dirty, how much they've been worn.
Well, they've been
tread.
Worn. I mean, they're all in, like I said, medium condition. Mm. Okay, so let's talk cuts right now. So I'm happy to give you guys $15 per pair of shoes sold if you get $50 minimum for them.
Okay.
Now, if you get 40, it goes down to $10 cut.
Okay.
So, I mean, 20 pairs, there's still some money to be made.
Is that worth our time, Crevo?
Well, I don't know about that. But one thing I do know is you're sort of like shorting yourself there, just giving you some business advice, because you should be getting, you should like have a fixed price on what you want for them.
$50.
No. Like you might, what I'm saying is you should fix the amount you want. So whatever the cut is, it's up to us then. You know what I mean? Like whatever we can get for them, that's our own profit above that amount. So maybe like 35.
I'm happy with 35 per shoe.
That would be like per pair.
I would go down to 30.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
30
I would take $30.
Deal.
Okay.
Get what about 25?
Get what you want. If I can get, guys, 20 pairs at $30 each, I'm happy to take that.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So opportunity to make some money. I mean, Jade, you take cans down to the return and earn to get extra dosh. So this is right up your alley.
It is up my alley.
So the next question I have.
Yes.
Is the winner, is it the person who sells the most pairs?
Do you get a bonus?
No, just bragging rights and a gold star.
So the most pairs at $30.
And some pocket money in your back pocket, please.
Well, that is true. I'm
Jeez, let's
I'm
not forget
paid.
About that.
All right, here we go.
Next week on the show, we begin. I'll deliver the shoes to you over the weekend. I did forget to bring them in this morning, but that's all right. Doesn't matter.
No,
we can still do the ad.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll kick it off well, from tomorrow, I guess.
Yep, happy okay. days.
I can't wait. Challenge game on, Jade.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, that's right. All day at work. Guys, up next, though, I thought I'd do talk to you guys about this. I was looking on Instagram yesterday and reading some articles about Insta-famous pets and how big a thing it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have an Instagram for one of your dogs, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. What about you, Prevo? None for Molly?
A lot of work.
A lot of work, you know, indeed.
Take a lot of
post a day. Oh. Not too bad, if that.
Anyway.
A lot of work.
Interesting one next. 131009, does your pet have more followers than you?
Yeah, well, it is a massive thing, you know, pet Instagrams, especially if you've got, like, an interesting pet or something, like, an exotic bird or, you know, a dog that's, like, a special breed in a special colour.
I follow Milkshake the Cat on Instagram.
I mean, how demeaning, though, for owners if your pet... gets more attention than you do.
I think it happens a lot more than we think.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, people are obsessed with animals. Some people theorise that the internet is 90% dog and cat videos.
Yeah, it's so true. Very point. Yeah, that cat I follow has over 300,000 followers.
Wow.
It's very popular. It's got these gorgeous golden eyes. Like, I'm more of a dog person.
Yeah.
This is one beautiful cat.
How much does your celebrity pet
account
have followers?
Myrtle the Chihuahua has 1,268.
How many do you have?
That's mine, 1,268.
No, your personal page.
Here we go real quick. 1,770.
Oh, it's getting up there.
Myrtle's going to get you.
Myrtle will probably overtake me. I have no doubts.
Taking your calls next. 131009, does your pet have more followers than you?
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
131009 this morning asking you, does your pet have more followers than you?
Do you think I am? I don't give a f*** about your Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. It's so interesting to see the plethora of dogs, cats, random animals that have more followers than their owners.
What's fascinating about it isn't always like the purebred, like high-end one. Sometimes it's just a quirky dog or cat or tortoise or whatever.
Yeah, they're just special.
And people just latch onto it and go, I'm going to follow that. I want to know everything it does, every lettuce leaf it eats.
See, to me, there's something very wrong about an animal somehow getting...
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
You never thought about starting an Instagram up for your cat, Chester?
No.
Poor Chesty. He just wants to make it in the world of cats.
Just wants to be famous.
Well, I mean, you have one, Myrtle the Chihuahua on Instagram.
So I use it for all three of my Chihuahuas, though.
Yeah.
They all appear.
It's triple the pics for one account.
Well, it's
what,
like...
What more do you want?
Well, I do occasionally share the dog picture onto my personal page, but, you know, when I don't want to be that person either, that it's like when someone has a baby and they just flood their feed with their baby. My dogs are my equivalent to that.
Yeah.
So I create a page just to, you know.
Filter it out.
A lot to deal with.
That's what I thought.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah. Annalise, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good. Going well. Now tell us, does your pet have more followers than you?
She certainly does. So I've got World of Willow. She's a miniature dachshund. She has 47,000 followers.
No.
Oh, my God.
At the age of 4 years old, she's very savvy on her social media.
Yeah.
But I'm the same. I started the account just to document her puppyhood and post funny videos so that it wasn't flooding my own personal account. And she became sort of an overnight sensation after she got posted by a few big accounts. So
wow.
It was totally unintentional, but she does live the high life now. And she has a few stalkers and she gets... paid promotional gigs all the time.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Hang on, let's go back to the stalker. That must be scary. So what, do people sort of track you down on walks or what?
They message her on Instagram and just say, what's Willow up to today? And
what does Willow reply? Woof.
Willow had to block a few stalkers. So
wow.
That's scary.
Jeez, that's full on.
Now tell
me, from around the world.
Annalise, tell me, has Willow been approached for any, you know, from any brands, I guess, that, like, maybe you guys can work together, some dog food brands, some collars.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
The best deal you've gotten so far?
I would say we've worked with Coles, Woolworths, Dyson. She's had a few, large gigs. And I guess, Dyson, we've received a free vacuum cleaner, which is ironic because she absolutely hates the vacuum.
You don't say that on the account, though.
Now,
that's true, no.
So tell us, for anyone out there listening that has a pet and might hear this and go, you know what?
I want a free Dyson.
The world of Insta-famous pets a go. What's your advice to get a good account off the ground that people like to follow?
I would just post organic and real photos. I think the posed dog photos, I don't think people really want to see them. I think they want to see the little animals and pets in their natural sort of behaviours and habitats. So, yeah, with Willow, I try not to be too posy and I just post the things she does day to day, like barking at birds or anything that she does.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Good stuff.
So
thank
you said
you
it's
for your call, Annalise.
World of Willow?
World.of.willow.
Ah, there we go. Okay, cool. Go. I'm looking you up now.
Jade's going to give you a follow. Yeah. There we go.
From Myrtle the Chihuahua.
There you go. You're 40,001 now.
Yay.
Wow, incredible. Thanks for your call, Annalise. Wow, that's
She's
quite incredible.
She's super cute.
Almost 50,000.
Yeah. Living the dream, Maddie. Free Dysons. That's what everyone wants, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Oh, look, Maddie, this will be up your alley. She actually did a post with Dulux,
Your old paint job.
Yeah. Multi-talented.
Isn't it? What? Up next, Love It All Over. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and I want to talk Gordon Ramsay.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Today I want to talk the sweaty, the yeller, the massive celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. Love him or loathe him?
3, 2, 1, go!
I love Gordon Ramsay.
I love him too.
Yeah, he's cool.
Getting mad at people who aren't running restaurants correctly.
I could never work for him because I would have a nervous breakdown, but having someone in my face
TV.
Yelling at me and because I burn toast, but you know, he's entertaining.
And why do you always have a pencil behind your
do
ear?
Do you know what though? Gordon Ramsay demands perfection.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's anything wrong
with that.
With that.
Yeah. Well, interesting you say that because one diner has put up this post online furious after going to his restaurant and ordering a meal, steak and chips, basically. It was a tiny piece of steak.
Yeah.
Well, not too... Yeah, it was sort of pretty small. And then he said the chips were oversalted and didn't look too special. Over $40.
Ooh.
He said he felt stung.
That's my issue with fancy restaurants. They charge you over $60, $80 for a meal. You think you're getting something, you know, quite... It doesn't have to be huge, like American-based size meals where they, you know, the food's falling off the plate, but you want a substantial amount. I want to feel full.
Yeah.
I don't like this, you know, piece of steak the size of my fist.
Well, the thing is, Jade...
With 5 cut chips. I don't care who cut them and with what. Maybe it was a fancy diamond-bladed chef's knife, but I want to feel full.
The thing is, right, so when you go to a fine dining restaurant, the serving size you generally get is the serving size you really should be eating.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's probably true.
No, you're actually only meant to eat steak that's the size of your fist. You're really not meant to eat anymore. So
I disagree with science.
And do you know what?
That's
my argument.
You're paying for the science behind the flavour, the hard work and dedication put into the dish.
A bit of salt, marinate it for 4 or 5 hours.
The thing was...
This is coming from the girl who buys microwavable mash.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes it's just a bit of a joke. I'm just being honest. I'm saying what a lot of people are thinking.
What about yesterday? You went to a fancy restaurant.
Oh, that's
was it
true.
Overpriced?
And you know what? I checked with the lady. I said to her, I want the duck salad. And I said, how big is it? I said, is it? Can you show me how big it's going to be? And she did.
With your hands.
She's
cup
like,
them
we can
together.
Do the entree size or the main size. And then she showed me, and I was like, yeah, I want the main size, please.
And
I want to.
What did that set you back?
I don't know. Actually, I took a picture of the menu. Do you want me to check real quick?
Yeah, you can do that. We'll talk amongst ourselves. The thing with this food...
$25.
There you go. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Pretty good.
It just wasn't... It wasn't, like, even beautifully presented. You know, if something is small but a work of art, I can get it. All right, charge me a bit more. I'm looking at art then eating it. That's amazing. But it was just a bit of steak, a round bit of steak... And then a few chips in a bowl.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Shame, Gordon. Shame.
Deal with it. Fix up your act, Gordon. We expect more.
You'll be going bust soon. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They get too big for their boots.
That's true.
Look at Jamie Oliver. What happened to him?
Yeah, poor Jamie.
Now he's got to sell bowls and cookware for the rest of his life.
Mm.
Oh, he's still releasing books.
Oh, I'm sure. And TV programs.
Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Jade, we've got some feel good news up next.
We do.
Mrs. Positive. I love it.
Yeah, because it just gets, you know, you get it down in the dumps sometimes.
Yeah.
It is very negative sometimes. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to track down some positive news stories and uplift us for Friday.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Feel Good Fridays are good here at New FM. We have a music that makes you feel great all day with producer Jackson kicking off after 9.
Yo.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like a Feel Good Friday, right? Topic, Breaking Me.
Love it.
Such a great song. Doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Semi-Chub Love. This is one of my favourites. From the, I don't know, what would you call it, old days?
No, it's really old days.
I feel like that'd offend a few people out there.
Love it.
Nice. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's good, right? Pines and I as well. Do you know, she still hasn't released her full-length album.
I don't think she will.
No.
Why bother? Singles are more value. You make more money.
Yeah, she said if she does, it's going to be like busking songs.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't sound appealing.
Pass the hat around.
Hey, mate, I'll take some money from her hat. She's killing it.
Yeah,
she sure is. Thanks, Jackson.
Well, guys, we're doing my feel-good news after this. There's a town in Finland who is offering cake. Free transport tickets and other rewards to locals who cut their carbon emissions. I'll tell you more about it.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Feel good news.
Yes, and this is because I just hate the news sometimes because it can just be very negative. So there's a few...
Well, Hamish, sorry.
Well, I wish Hamish probably agrees he'd love to do more positive news stories.
That's
but,
true.
You know,
the
unfortunately...
Lead story's the lead.
Exactly. But the thing is, I follow a few great, I guess, accounts on Instagram that only post positive news. It's so uplifting. So I wanted to share a couple today.
Nice one.
We're heading over to Finland right now, Hati, situated 100 kilometres north of Helsinki, has developed an app that tracks residents' CO2 outlays based on whether they travel by car, public transport, bike, or on foot.
Right.
Okay. So basically, this is an app they use called CityCap, and it's developed with the European Union funds. So it gives volunteers a weekly carbon quota, right? So if, you know, they walk or they choose to not drive, and their allowance isn't exhausted, participants get virtual money that can be used to buy bus tickets, access to swimming pools, or
like
they can eat cake.
Loyalty club.
Loyalty club for being good to the environment.
But how amazing is that? I just think that's fantastic. And the town, right, which is also the EU's 2021 green capital, which is amazing, they aim to significantly reduce its environmental impact over the next 10 years.
That's awesome. So it's like plant a tree, get a free piece of cake or something like
that.
Yeah,
so they're saying by 2030... more than 50% of all trips will be made via sustainable means of transport.
What an incredible city.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Making it happen.
Yeah. Do you think that's something that we should do here in Newcastle?
Oh, if
it's a good model?
If we could.
Because you like riding your bike to pickleball
in
your high visibility jacket.
I do.
If you did that, you'd love to get something free out of it.
And save the environment, like encouraging more people to
do the
same.
It's not about getting something for free. It's about doing good for the environment.
But that's how you get people to do it. Offer them things.
Yeah, exactly.
A little incentive, then you build a habit.
Hey, it's an idea we can hit New Italian Elms up with, maybe.
We'll get the mayor on. Exactly right.
All right, let's go. We'll do another one. We'll go over to Africa. Now, this is huge, okay? So Africa has been declared free from wild polio by the independent body, the Africa Regional Certification Commission. So basically, polio usually affects children under 5, right?
Yep.
Sometimes, leading to irreversible paralysis, death can occur.
Oh, polio is
terrible.
Awful.
Big problem over there.
Yeah. So 25 years ago, thousands of children in Africa were actually paralyzed by the virus.
Yeah.
But there's no cure. There is no cure, but the polio vaccine protects children for life. So more than 95% of Africa's population has now been immunized, averting an estimated 1.8 million cases of wild polio virus.
That's fantastic.
Great news.
It's so good.
Really positive. There's good things happening out there. And last, I just want to finish on this. A surfer, okay, has smashed the world record for the largest wave surfed by a woman after riding a 73.5-foot giant in Portugal. So that's nearly 23-metre wave.
Wow.
It's the biggest wave surfed this year. She's actually even torpedoed men in, like, no that, male
that's
surfer
so good.
Has surfed a wave that big this year.
Who knew Portugal was the place to go surfing?
Yeah.
It's very, very good over there.
You know what? Matches, go for a surf, go for some Portos after. Fantastic.
Exactly. What
Huge.
A place.
But, like, go,
Nando's,
go girl.
Yes, please.
You're a surfer girl, Jade.
Yeah.
What would you do if there you are surfing down at Bar Beach on your bodyboard and a wave like that
comes up behind
you?
I'll be honest. I would be pooping my pants. It'll be very scary.
The old brown shark.
A 22-meter wave. Kidding me?
Incredible. Well, there you go. Thank you, Jade.
I love
That's
that. Very
right.
positive.
Feel good news on a feel good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Taking your last calls up next on 13 10 09. If you want to join the show, talk about anything that happened in your life, maybe you want to comment on something we spoke about on the show today, this is the time to do it. In minutes at 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Hello.
Last calls.
That's right, your chance to have a vent, have a chat, talk to us, whatever you want to talk about. It's AM radio style talk back in 3 minutes or less.
That it is.
Let's do it.
Kylie, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Good, thank you.
How you doing?
What would you like to have a chit chat about?
Well, I wanted to just give a shout out to you guys, keeping us going through the COVID, being positive. Also, you had big shoes to fill with Steve leaving, and I feel you've done that, kept us entertained, knowledgeable in amongst the community, doing charitable work. Thank you.
That's very sweet.
That's kind.
Kind
thank
words.
You.
I know I've been very quiet this year, but I'm still listening. I'm still doing rates of music.
You're a sweetheart, Kylie. Of course, you've been struggling with your cancer battle. How's it all going?
I'm going really well. I had good news with the last scan. The cancer has gone from my bowel zone and my liver zone.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We're really happy to hear that.
Yes, and the ovarian mass is shrinking and going down in its activeness. So I'm getting closer to surgery, I hope. And
that's awesome.
Fingers crossed, in 10 to 12 months' time, I hear those words, you're cancer-free.
Fingers crossed.
Kylie, you're really kicking this cancer's ass.
Yeah,
good you. Job, girl.
Everything's ass if it's in me way.
Love it. Thanks,
yeah, good boy.
Kylie from Newcastle there. Thanks, doll. So glad to hear from you. Let's go to Lisa. Now, guys, Lisa has a pet that has more followers than her. Of course, we're talking about that earlier. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Now, continuing that conversation, does your pet have more followers than you? Tell us.
Yes, my dogs do have more followers than me. They have 81,000 followers.
Wow.
They're two little girl French bulldogs. Actually one is six years old today. So I've had the account for probably just around 6 years when Olive was a puppy.
Yeah.
And then Mabel joined in 2016 and she's four.
And yeah, so we've got followers from all around the world, and yeah, it's just a really positive, nice little community.
Wow, that's incredible.
80,000.
So you just said it was one of their birthdays today. Which one's birthday?
Yeah, that's Olive. Olive was the original.
The Miss OG.
Olive.
OG.
And how so old she?
Miss Olive is 6. And
happy
birthday. Lady Mabel is 4.
That's yeah. so good. So, Lisa, 80,000, a lot of followers. How much of your life does running this account take up?
Oh, not much, really. Like, it's just a few photos here and there. I don't post every day. I used to, but, yeah, it's just every now and then. And
oh, yeah, that's so good.
People love it. People love dogs. I mean, who doesn't love dogs?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good on you for creating this. And we, of course, have to ask, what's the best sponsorship or deal you've managed to squeeze out of it?
Oh, look, we've done a few sponsorships with Samsung Australia, Australian Eggs, Pandora. We've had a few nice little holidays up at Bannister's for Stephen.
Love this.
Wow.
Right in our backyard.
Which isn't really why I started the account, but when these things come in, you know. It's,
you're not going to say no, are you?
That's so cool.
I love that you've got Olive and Mabel working with all of the luxe brands, Lisa. You've really marketed this fantastically. Well, 10 out of 10.
You've got to, because otherwise you just end up with nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And having pets is expensive.
It's
so you're
true.
Getting them paying, making their own way.
Pandora.
No, but they're expensive, but it's totally worth it.
Isn't it just?
Gets on them, and yeah, they're beautiful little dogs.
Lisa, what's
Anyone
your...
That has
Sorry, what's your Instagram account?
It's Miss_Olive_the_Frenchie. Miss awesome. Olive the Frenchie.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Make sure you give them a follow. 80,000 followers.
Yeah, killing it.
Thanks so much,
out.
Lisa. I appreciate your call this morning. Wow. It blows my mind. Insta-famous pets. Here we are slaving away like dogs to get 5 followers.
Yeah.
And the real dogs are actually just getting them willy-nilly.
Yeah.
If you want to give us a sympathy follow
Jay Creepo. We'll take it.
We got nothing.
We haven't gotten a free Dyson yet, have we?
No, we get so much more though.
We get great listeners.
That's true.
Absolutely right.
Hey Jackson, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Feel
guys.
Good Friday's a good right.
Yeah, they are.
Love
they
it.
Like
it's coming
this.
Up next.
This is new Sagala and James Arthur.
Ooh. I like it.
Yeah, nice. It's got a good summer vibe to it. Feel Good Friday tracks sound like this.
Hola.
Paula Abdul. I miss the days of her showing up drunk on Idol, to be honest.
Do you know what I love about Paula Abdul?
What?
She's still got it.
Does she?
Yeah, she performed, I think it was at the American Music Awards last year.
Yeah.
Did a whole big medley of all of her big songs, and she was jumping off stages, crowd surfing, incredible performer.
Oh,
Paula
I know
Abdul.
Her now. Mm. I'd say Google her.
It's the vodka that eases the pain in the old joints, right? this is new Sia and David Guetta as well. They're back together.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I love this song. Good
Can't
vibes.
Wait for a listen to that.
Well, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music for your Feel Good Friday. Have a great weekend, guys, and we'll see you
Bye, everybody.
Monday.
Bye.
See you then.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.